My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Magic Johnson misses a three-pointer, and the Philadelphia 76ers, Maurice Cheeks quiet, knows they're going to be the world champions, folks. And Billy's done it, finally.
That 1 second left on the clock.
I don't think they're going to play that 1 second. Pat Riley and Billy Cunningham, Warriors, great coaches together. They're both great young coaches. They asked Julius Erving, would you rather win it at home? And he said no, because that would mean 72 hours more of wondering, and I've wondered long enough.
Yes. Well, he just heard something, and good morning on this Saturday morning. You just heard something that's not going to happen in Philadelphia, I predict, for at least 6 more years. At least. That's win a championship. That's the 76ers winning a championship. Yesterday was the 40-year anniversary of the Sixers championship. It's amazing when you think back that it's been that long. That long, and they only got to the finals, I think, once. And that was, 2001? Once since that time. Only got to the finals. We're talking about the NBA Finals. The East Coast Finals, they don't get there either. But I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm just going to bring that up. There's no championships to be won by this team as long as the current leadership, and I use that term loosely, as long as the current leadership is there, from the owner to the president, general manager. Clueless. So there's not any championships in the future, in the foreseeable future, for this team, in my opinion. So they win a championship. It's not a miracle. It's beyond a miracle. All right, but that's not, we can talk about that later if you so desire, because the big item with the Sixers is free agents, but we'll get into that as well. Phillies win another game last night. They're a good team. They're kind of, there was excitement when it got to be a one-run game. But it's just, they kind of win. They hit home runs, they score home runs, and when they don't, they'll make it closer than it should be. St. Louis, this is how bad the National League is. Not the Phillies. Phillies are a good team. But the fact that St. Louis, it's still kind of grinding it out to try to win that division. It's really a joke. But the Phillies win. That's good. It's another win. It's early. They're winning because of their pitching. It's obvious. They're winning because of their pitching. They're not winning because of their offense. They're winning because of their pitching. And their pitching is very, very good. Obviously, the starters still think they need a closer. And I think Dave Dombrowski, who's a really sharp guy, will do the things he probably thinks and knows he has to do before the trade deadline. But there's no hurry right now. There's no hurry. You wait for teams, because the offers right now will not be that great, and the teams want everything if they're going to trade somebody. But whatever, the Phillies will do something. And there was a lot of, but you know, it's as we know in Philadelphia, it's really not about the regular season; it's about the playoffs. It's really about the playoffs. So they got to be this good during the playoffs, but they're going to have to hit a little bit better during the playoffs. And they have a game here and there where they break out, but, you know, four runs against St. Louis, it's okay. They won the game, so that's good too. But it's really about the playoffs. You got to see, we're not even at the All-Star break yet. We're not even at the All-Star break. So the Phillies are going to be in the playoffs. Phillies are most likely going to win the division. I don't know how that's going to change. But there's just, it really does come down to the playoffs. It really does. And there's some good teams in the American League. If they get to the World Series, people are happy. You know, obviously they want to win a World Series. To get to the World Series, people are excited. So, I mean, that's, you know, when you think about it, is if the Phillies don't get to the World Series, is this season a success? I mean, think about that. It's really not. If the Phillies don't get to the World Series, it's not a success. Good team. Right now, the best team in the National League. But if they don't get to the World Series, is this season a success? And the obvious answer is no. And then there was a lot of drama this week. Drama. Oh, is Bryce Harper worried about his contract? Is Bryce Harper's back hurting him? No and no. He swings so hard, if his back hurt him, he would wince a little bit. You know, so he's just not as, I guess you could say, I don't guess, he's just not as consistent. But as long as they have their pitching, they're okay. But he's just not as consistent. Everybody trying to figure out, well, what's going on with Bryce Harper? What's going on with Bryce Harper? What's going on? Nothing's going on with Bryce Harper. Nothing other than, I think, and this is just my perception, he's not hitting pitches that obviously he really believes he should be hitting. He's not doing things at the plate that he expects himself to do more of. I mean, that's the way I perceive it. I mean, he's got, 13 home runs? It's okay. I mean, he swings hard. He's going to have home runs, especially the size of the ballparks and everything else that's going on. He's going to have home runs. I actually want to look at the breakdown, but it's too early to really define anything. How many he's got at home and how many he's got on the road and what parks and big parks, smaller parks. Some parks are bigger than others, like Cincinnati. I'm not sure if they've played. I forget whether they've played in Cincinnati. That's another small ballpark. But whatever. I don't think there's any. I don't think he's worried about his contract. He's got 8 years left. He's got enough money for the next four lifetimes. Let's relax with that. And that contract nonsense that started in spring training and a little after spring training was all because of his agent, because the agent signed him to a bad contract. It was too long. He wanted the largest contract in baseball, and he did have it for like 5 minutes until Mike Trout signed, and that's what he wanted. And to get that big contract, he had to have 13 years. Well, that's not good if you want to negotiate an extension when you have a 13-year contract, because that's not going to happen. And I think Bryce Harper really is kind of, I just think it's not about the money and it's not about his back. It's just he's not consistent enough. All right, so we can talk about that this morning. You can talk about that. We can talk about that. Eagles had their voluntary camp this week. No more voluntary camp. No more voluntary camp. So now it's 3 days of everybody has to be there. And most of the guys were there, but there's guys that they don't need the voluntary camp. Devontae Smith wasn't there some of the time. Lane Johnson, I'm not worried about those. And nobody should be worried about those players. But they have, I believe it's 3 days. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. 3 days, mandatory camp. And then they're off until training camp at the end of July. And then we got to hear all this nonsense about charts and what guys, you know, percentage of throws. Yeah, and come on. half the drills are 7-on-7s. There's no pass rush. It's ridiculous. But you just see, you know, if Jalen Hurts is healthy, and this was nonsense. This nonsense that Kenny Pickett had a better day than Jalen Hurts. What does better mean? When you've got no pass rush, Kenny Pickett's a good backup quarterback. Give him that. He's not a big time starter, even though he was a first round draft pick, and it was what 20, I think he was selected. You know, it's good the Eagles have a backup quarterback, and you need a backup quarterback in case the starter misses a few games. If the starter misses a season, then you're cooked anyway. But you could see the arm strength and the athleticism of Jalen Hurts is just clearly, clearly, clearly better than Kenny Pickett. I don't care how many throws he makes or he doesn't make. Jalen Hurts is trying to figure out if he can make throws into tight windows. I mean, all this other, you know, he threw an interception the other day when we were there. Big deal. Big deal. He was trying to make a throw, which he knows if he throws it, and it was a good play by Isaiah Rodgers. And if he doesn't make the throw, what's the big deal? He wants to see if he can make that kind of throw. So, it's people getting carried away with this nonsense. Jalen Hurts, every day of the week, is better than Kenny Pickett. And that's not a criticism of Kenny Pickett. That's a compliment of Jalen Hurts. So we can deal with that. You try to gauge how good a player is by his effort, by his enthusiasm, by his energy. Two guys, I mean, when the Eagles put players up there to speak to the media, sometimes players stand out, and sometimes players just go through part of the motions. The players the other day were fine. I mean, and Paris Campbell was there. He was fine. But Jordan Davis sounded like he's ready to do what everybody expected him to do, and that's be a good player. He's lost some weight. He's doing the right things, and he was very personable. I'll say personable with the media. The guy that just jumps out at me, and we're going to play some comments from him. The guy that just jumps out at me is Nolan Smith. If Nolan Smith has, with his energy and enthusiasm, and if he's half that, he's going to be a really good player. Remember, he was thought to be a good player coming out of college. He slipped in the first round, and those things happened for various reasons. And I'm sure some of the reasons were good and some of the reasons weren't. But He's not letting that affect him. He's just going to go out there. And I think players have to learn the first year once they're in the NFL. They have to learn. But I'm telling you, I love his enthusiasm. I love his energy. I posted a couple of his comments on Twitter this week, or on social media. Twitter was one of the places. And I'm going to play it this morning. I just love the guy's enthusiasm and his energy. And it appears like he really knows and really wants, well, he wants to be, everybody wants to be better. But it appears like he's going to put everything into it to try to be better. And if he is, they're not going to miss Hassan Reddick. They'll miss him for a few games, but we'll see how that will. And I like Hassan Reddick. Can't criticize Hassan Reddick. So, but teams move on from players. And at some point this morning, we'll get into the Sixers free agent nonsense. There's not a lot of guys that really, I think, are going to make this team a championship team. Anytime you sign a free agent, if he's a good player, they're going to make him better. But I don't know that they're going to make him a championship team. All right, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. All right, our question this morning to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Good food, great atmosphere. Great food, great atmosphere. Why don't you throw both of them in there. Three locations as we stand right now. Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville. Two more locations in the area coming in the next 2 to 3 months. So you'll have more McGurk's. But to win the $100 gift certificate, now here is the question. It's going to be thought and it's going to be opinion. And I don't think I'll object to anything that Dan rolls out there today. Best, or that he decides, best role player in Philadelphia sports. And you can go back to the 90s. Go back to the 90s. And you can't take Sosa. You know, the reason you think about this question is because Sosa's playing so well. And I guess you could, you still call him a role player. How about the Phillies? The Phillies seem to be as good without Trey Turner. You don't even miss Trey Turner. Sosa's better at shortstop defensively. And he's hitting as well, or if not better, then Trey Turner would probably hit. It's crazy. It really is crazy. That's all right. But Trey Turner's got a $300 million contract. All right, best role player in Philadelphia sports, and you can go back to the 90s. You know, we'll have some flexibility, obviously, but no Sosa. I'm taking him out of the mix. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Another day in paradise, Tim.
Let me just first say, I'm starting to wonder if you're actually watching the Phillies games. I know you're down there interviewing the manager and everything like that, but probably going back to the last year, and I agree with your assessment last year that they were a home run hitting team, but they're not a home run hitting team this year.
I know they're not. That's my point. They're not a home run hitting team.
Well, you say you keep alluding to, well, they hit some home runs. I mean, they're seventh in the league.
Well, all right, they scored what, 4 runs last night, right?
Howard, they lead the league in both leagues. 303 runs scored so far this year. They're number one.
I get, and the teams they're playing are garbage.
Okay, well you just said
okay,
it from
but
top
the
to
point
bottom,
is, hey Tim, the point is. They, in the playoffs,
they're going
to have to do these things. And the pitching, you're going to tell me the pitching's not going to be better in the playoffs?
Okay.
See, that's what it's all about right now. We know they're making the playoffs.
Do teams evolve? Do they work on things in an off season and to try to get better the next year?
Sure.
Right? Okay. Well, I think one of the things that the Phillies have done very well so far, and I understand, I agree with you, they've not played a lot of teams, but I think that they are.
why are they winning? Tim, why are they winning?
Why are they winning? Because of their pitching and,
You can stop right there.
It's not just one thing, but you have a leader in the RBIs in the league, and boom, he's only hit 5 home runs. They're hitting for contact, and they're moving runners, and they're scoring.
I'm telling you, I think Bohm's my most valuable player on the team this year.
Absolutely.
Okay, I think Bohm's my most valuable player.
Now, so, if I may, Howard, you brought up a great, or you played a great memory in the beginning of your show. I was 12 years old, and I know it's going back a long ways, but how come people aren't more critical? And this current Sixer owner is a bozo, and he's a buffoon, but how come more people aren't critical of Howard Katz? Because I think he ruined a great franchise.
You know what? But he finally let people. He put some good people in place. He put some good people. I mean, Billy Cunningham was
early on, but he wanted the power, and he took away the power, and he became general manager.
No. I don't think he did that. He made some
come
decisions.
Come on, Howard. He was the one who made that ruling deal.
I get it. He was the one that wanted. He traded what would have been
Roy
Brad
Henson.
Daugherty. He traded what would have been Brad Daugherty. But he wasn't the general manager. They let Harold do certain things.
Well,
but he didn't take over. Harold Katz, as an owner, won a championship, correct?
Yes, he did.
Did his people, and one of the reasons they won was the signing and the trading, trading Caldwell Jones and the signing of Moses Malone, right? Okay,
true.
So his people.
And I'm just saying. I mean, he's
his
not.
His people made that decision.
Yeah,
you can't take away from the fact. And Harold and I had our moments for sure, and he did some things I thought were foolish and stupid, but in the end, he let the people that he hired, and he hired some good people. Whether it was a mistake, whether he was lucky or not, he hired some good people. Where Josh Harris. I mean, Daryl Morey is a fraud, and he gave him a 3-year extension because all Josh Harris cares about now is the football team. So I'm sure Morey conned him into, well, I'll run the team for you while you're taking care of the football team. And he gave him 3 more years after this year.
Yeah.
Do you have confidence that Daryl Morey can get this team to where they have to be?
No, I don't. This franchise.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give Harold Katz credit because they won a championship. They did, and they had some really good players. They really did.
Can I give a role player?
Sure.
I can go back to the 90s.
Sure.
And I think you could only really go role players maybe in baseball, but Jim Eisenreich.
Yeah, well, didn't he? I'm trying to think how many games he started.
Well, he was the classic. If there was a right-handed pitcher, he was in. But he came off the bench.
Yeah,
he pinched it.
I mean, I kind of look back and see. I think he was a starter most of the time. But Jim Eisenreich, not only a great guy, but really filled a good role. That's actually a good one. That's a good one, Tim. All right, have a great.
You have a great day, Howard.
All right, you too. I'm Howard Eskin. You have the question. I got to play this Nolan Smith stuff when we come back as well. And we'll get into this, obviously, the Phillies and the Eagles. I love when people say, well, how did they look? It's practice. But they look athletic, and we'll talk about that, too. And the question to win the $100 gift certificate from McGurk's, best role player in Philadelphia sports. And you can go back, and, you know, it doesn't necessarily baseball. There's good role players in other sports. It's hard in football because you're a backup player, but there's some role players there that did a really good job. And we can go back to the 90s, and we'll have some flexibility. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 8:22. We have a dilemma in this town. And the morons, the nitwits, and the dopes that want LeFraud James to become a 76er are absolute idiots. Idiots, dopes, and morons. And you can identify whoever you want. He is a coach killer. 8 coaches have been fired that LeBron James have played for. It would have been 9, but Pat Riley wasn't going to fire Eric Spoelstra. He wanted Spoelstra fired too, who's one of the best coaches in the NBA. It's just, and then if you look at his history, I mean, he's kind of up until last year, and I guess he was trying to play for a contract. He played 71 games. I think he averaged somewhere in the 50s for like 5 years. He kind of saves himself. And once he gets that contract, he's going to save himself to keep the average up so he can play more minutes in less games and keep the average up. He's playing for records now. He's not playing for any championships. He would be, and then you got to take his kid, who might be a nice kid, but he can't play. He couldn't start on a bad USC team. But then you got to have, his kid's got to be on the team too. So he can play with his kid. You know, it's out of control how much control he wants with whatever team he goes to. And I don't know, has J.J. Redick been officially named? I'm not sure, the new coach of the Lakers. I keep on hearing the rumors, and he's going to be the guy, and he's going to be the guy. I'm not a big J.J. Redick guy. I think he's a smart basketball guy. But I'm not a big J.J. Redick guy. But whatever the case, if LeFraud comes back, he's got no chance as a coach. None. Because he wants to do things his way. And LeFraud's going to want to do things his way. He's going to dictate how many minutes his kid plays. That would be the ultimate mistake for anybody. And I don't think he's leaving L.A. But, and then you got to sign him to a 3-year max contract at 40 years old. You got to be kidding me. You know, Jimmy Butler, if you only had to take the 2 years that he's basically got left on his contract, I'm all for it. But he wants more money, too. he wants more money. He wants 2-year extension at max. So now you'd have to have 4 years of Jimmy Butler at over $50 million a year. That's ridiculous. And they're not going to win a championship in the years he's got left. So then you bury yourself at the end. Paul George, obviously good player, but I believe he's going to want more money. I think he wants more money too. Everybody wants to get that contract if they get traded. It's just, and I don't think I think he has an option. I'm not sure if he has an option or not, but he can be had. And Paul George is a good player and it makes the team better. But are the Sixers a championship team with Paul George? I don't think so. I don't think they're a championship player. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to John. John in Southampton. Yo, John.
Good morning, King.
What's happening?
How you doing?
Another day in paradise.
All right. I wanted to talk about the Sixers real quick and then the Phillies.
Okay.
Your point on the Sixers was spot on. It was just spot on. They will not win a championship with Joel Embiid. There's no, these guys with this process, I think it's becoming a cult. It really is. It's like they just got brainwashed with this process. It's over.
Yeah, and if anyway, so Paul George, I understand Paul George is a free agent. Okay, so he's going to want 3 years at max money. So that's like, I think it's like $160 million for 3 years. I think Paul George is, how old is he?
I was going to say the same thing. I think he's getting ready to collect his Social Security.
Well,
you know, the guy that they should have got was Halliburton. You know, everybody knows that.
Well, yeah, that was a mistake. But Daryl Morey's such a genius. Yeah.
But the Phillies. Denies,
you know, there was a guy on the other day on the afternoon show. And I guess my son knows him from all that basketball stuff. Kevin O'Connor. And he had all these glowing things to say about Daryl Morey. He did this, and he's one of the best general managers. What world is he living in? And these people that give Daryl Morey credit for Tyrese Maxey, publicly, Daryl Morey said that was Elton Brand's pick because he had just gotten to the team a week earlier. That was all Elton Brand. It had nothing to do with Daryl Morey, other than the fact his title was president and general manager, or general manager when he came here. So he had nothing to do with that. He traded away a first-round pick with Al Horford. Okay, you had to get rid of Al Horford, but he's done it. He's helped Boston in the right situation.
Yeah.
But the other thing, he traded a first-round pick for George Hill. So he couldn't have a, he didn't have a first-round pick to be able to trade Tobias Harris. So he screwed the team because obviously, you know, the situation with first-round picks, you can't trade them in consecutive years, and he couldn't trade one until 29 or use the 29 pick. Daryl Morey has absolutely destroyed this team. The fact that they can't get past the second round. You know, he took over a team shortly before he took it over. Weren't the Sixers a 50-win team shortly before that? Didn't Brett Brown have two 50-win seasons? I mean, come on now. It's ridiculous. Daryl Morey. What a joke.
Can I talk about my Phillies?
Yes. Go ahead.
I wanted to say to you, I have a question for you, and then probably a couple comments. When Turner comes back, who gets sent down?
We'll probably send down Rojas because he's got options.
Right Pache on the money. That's who I said. Right on the money.
Well, yeah, but you got to have flexibility, and Pache doesn't have options. So you're not going to send him down because then you could lose him. So it's probably going to be Rojas.
And so you think they're going to keep the Clemens kid up?
I would. I would, too.
He's a good hitter.
Yeah, I would. And he can play so many positions.
Yes.
I think he's earned.
And versatile.
It's easy to send him down, but I don't think that's the best thing. I mean, he's shown me he can hit more than a little bit.
He gets good wood on that ball.
Yeah, he does a nice job.
And it's a shame what happened with Murrayfield, because the guy is actually a good ball player. When he played all those years in Kansas City, he was a 300 hitter.
Yeah, remember, Father Time never loses. He's 35
all right,
years old.
I don't want to hog up too much time,
okay,
and I don't
me,
like
give
to
me
do
your
that.
Role
I,
player, your best role player.
And you introduced the show to this team, and I'm going to say Bobby Jones was
yeah,
the best.
Yeah, but I don't
want
to go back to the 80s. I said,
That's this guy. Everybody, he was part of.
I know, but I don't want to go back that far.
Okay, I have to come up with. Then how about Brad Lidge? He was a role player,
a closer.
Yeah,
he's a closer. I wouldn't call him a role. I'll put you down there, but he's not a.
I had my one. You don't. That's a good answer,
yeah,
Bobby.
I told you
Jones.
The 90s. I'll go back to the 90s. All right.
Well, what about the old guys to call up?
Yeah, but the old guys remember all the other players from the 90s too. I want to include more people.
Oh, but Bobby Jones, man.
Jones was great. Bobby Jones actually. I don't know if I would define him as a role player, because even though he didn't start, he almost always finished. Mark Ivoroni was the starter, a guy named, and he always finished.
And I was going to ask you.
I don't know that I would call him a role player. But thanks for the call, John. Take care. All right, let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on WIP.
Yo, King, how you doing today?
Actually,
I know how you're
doing.
Scott. You're great.
Thanks.
Hey, Howard, real quick, man. I got to say, I've been listening to you for years. I used to argue with my dad because he would agree with you. But it was always good fun listening to you. I just don't understand your take on the Phillies this year. Like, aren't they leading the MLB with runs scored per game? So, how are they winning with the pitching?
They're winning with the pitching. Last year, why didn't they win against Arizona?
Their bats cooled off.
Okay, their bats cooled off because they depended on home runs. And they still live on home runs. Last night, half of the home runs were scored with a home run. I think the game before, half of the home runs were scored with a home run. And you're going to hit home runs, and I get it. But the baseball's changed and the world's changed, and I know they score runs, but they're not going to play these kind of teams in the playoffs. And it's going to be
absolutely.
And that's, Again, I'm trying to look forward. The Phillies are making a play. The Phillies are a good team. The Phillies are making the playoffs. We know that. But it's what they do in the playoffs. All right, I'll ask you this question, which I kind of threw out there. If the Phillies don't get to the World Series, is this season a failure?
Oh, man, it's going to be. If it's not this year or next year, then, yeah, it's a failure.
This was the year. This year and next year were the year. But if they right now, because they have such a great record, and their pitching is really – their starting pitching is
– unbelievable.
It might be the best rotation in the National League. But without the pitching – and other teams in the playoffs, you're going to have other teams in the playoffs that are going to have good pitching. So you're going to have to do things that they don't do – I don't think they do enough of, all right?
Okay.
So I don't think they do it. It's just – well, Rob Thompson, the other day when they were in that – when they were losing games, and he says we're not slugging, meaning they're not hitting home runs. So even Rob Thompson admitted that home runs are really important for this team to score runs. When he said
at the same time, he'll also tell you how important small ball is.
He never uses that term.
All right, you're right, but he does say, he never uses the term, but he does always say we can win games in different ways. But Howard, let me ask you this.
Hey, listen, I'm not debating the fact that they're a really good team. I know that. But, you know, we see what happens in the playoffs when offensively they become one-dimensional. You know, I still like to see him have speed to generate runs.
I just feel like this year looks different, man. You know, I like the vibe of the team.
There's no question it's different.
I know you called it last year. I know you said this was going to be the year, you know, so I'm just hoping what you're seeing. Hey, Howard, I'm about to bring my boys onto the soccer field. They're in the car. They wanted to say hello real fast. Is that all right to you?
Yeah, go ahead. Let them.
Hello.
Hey, you guys have a good time and kick it where it's supposed to go.
Wish us luck.
Hey, Howard, thanks a lot, man. You have a great day.
Oh, that's not good. All right, take care. 215-592-9494. All right, I promise you, I'm going to get to Nolan Smith. I love listening to this guy. I love it, and I just hope he plays half as well as the energy and enthusiasm he has when he kind of describes the things that have to be done. All right, we will come back. The question to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville are the locations. Great food, great atmosphere. Two more locations come into the area, so you'll have plenty of McGurk's. The best role player in Philadelphia, in sports obviously, can go back to the 90s. I don't want to go back before that. And we'll have some flexibility. All right? And Sosa, can't take Sosa because that was too easy. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll come back and get to your calls. WIP Sports Time is 8:41. All right, before we go back to the phones, Nolan Smith, I'm telling you, you got to love this guy when you listen to him. Now, you'll love him more if he plays the way people expected when he was drafted. And sometimes it takes a year for rookies to learn, all right, this is not college. You're not playing five or six awful teams. It's different. Jordan Davis may have had to learn that. The great example is Brandon Graham. People wanted to bury him in this town, and look what he's become for the Philadelphia Eagles. So Nolan Smith, I just love his energy. And when he spoke, you get excited I think fans get excited. But I enjoy listening to his energy and his enthusiasm. And here's just a couple of comments from the other day. All right, let's play it.
Football linebacker last year, select plays here and there. Is that something you think will still be in the cards?
Hey, whatever I come in on Monday and whatever they tell me to do, I'm going to do it to my best ability. One, because I love football, and two, because I love the Eagles in Philadelphia. Do anything for this city. If it's playing off the ball back, I'll do it. If it's playing on the ball back, I'll do it. So it really don't matter to me. Football is football at the end of the day. You got to go fly around and hit somebody dead in their no matter if you own the ball or off the ball.
Before you got up here, you heard Jordan speaking to us. What have you seen different from Jordan this spring?
If you can't tell, that boy look good. He nice and slim. He running around. He doing box drills like it's nothing. And the box drill, really, I told him, it's like a linebacker drill. Like we, Coach Wash makes us do it just because we're all linebackers, DNs, but them big boys be doing it. And I couldn't be more proud of them just because it's not an easy drill. Especially if you go out there and do it right now, I bet you would die. So it, yeah. And then imagine doing four sets of it. Five dots, you got to touch everyone and finish through. So I just appreciate the work that they do because it done bring us all closer. Like if you work hard and you sweat together, you connect together, and then you play together.
Well, everybody hopes that that's the case and they play well. So he covered two things, himself and Jordan Davis. And Jordan Davis did lose some weight. He's not drinking sugary drinks. I don't know why. And it was sugary drinks and other things, I think he kind of alluded to. So he knows this is the year he's got to be good. And it sounds like he's prepared to do that. And being in shape and doing that, and the energy of Nolan Smith I'm telling you, if this guy can play, Philadelphia is going to just love this guy. Just going to love this guy. It's amazing. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Bam. Yo, Bam, what's up?
Yo, Howard, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm good. You know, I'm ready to talk about, you know, the Phillies. I have a question for you.
Sure.
With Reese coming back on Monday, right? You think he's going to get booed?
No. If anything, he'll get a standing ovation.
If you remember, he said he was like, he's afraid of coming back here and getting booed.
Yeah, he said that. Because you never know with Philadelphia. Why would Philadelphia not like Reese Hoskins? I mean, think about that. I mean, even Rob Thompson said when I had him on in spring training, are you a better team with Harper and Wright and Hoskins at first? He says, we're a better team with Hoskins at first and Harper and Wright. But that wasn't going to happen because Harper wanted to play first. So the reality is they couldn't sign him. And he really is so important to a lineup. He not only hits, consistently, even though he's going to hit 270-ish, 260, 270-ish, but he works a pitcher. He'll hit home runs. He'll hit doubles. He'll do everything. And he is so important to a lineup. But it doesn't matter. They don't have him. They moved on. And it's too bad. And he would have, I'm sure he would have signed here for 1 year. But, you know, it just, things happen. And, to answer your question, I think they're really going to applaud him. And anybody that boos him ought to leave the stadium. They ought to leave the ballpark. Just leave.
All right, cool. Because Reese is a great player anyway, even when he was here.
He's a very good player, and he's a really good guy. Yep.
Yeah. All right. And before I answer my question, your question, you know I'm your long lost son, right?
I hope not. Why is that?
Because you've been my, I told you, you don't remember we talked last time? I said you've been my idol since the kindergarten.
Okay, and so I'm your long-lost idol then?
Yes.
Okay.
But to answer my question, the role player, he's the assistant coach on the Sixers this year, Bobby Jackson.
You're going to, wait, Bobby Jackson. I'm trying to remember what.
Sacramento King.
Different things. All right, I'll put him down. I'll put him down. This is, you know, and I got to try to clarify something. I talked to Dan on this show, Buzz on other shows, Dan Wilson, whatever. I've always called him Dan. So, but anyway, we talked about is a relief pitcher a role player? Well, Brad Lidge had a role. He was a closer, but you knew what he was. So it's kind of, I'll give more weight to players. 1 through 8 players rather than relief pitchers. But I'll put Bobby Jackson in there for you. All right, Bam. All right. You have a great weekend and I'll try to remain. I'll see if I can remain your idol. All right. It's just, you know, got to do what you got to do. Let's go to Adrian, who is a nitwit because he's a Giants fan. Another losing year for the Giants, Adrian. Another losing year. Hello? Is he there, Dan? Should
be. Howard.
Well, where the hell are you? Typical Giants fan, always late to the party.
All right, let me ask you this question. In any other sport, because you've been around a long time, you're the only person that can answer this question. In any other sport, when does the commissioner make you fire your GM and then make you hire clowns and bozos? And you expect for this organization to be successful? Like, how can you?
Well, let me explain that situation. In the bylaws, and the commissioner is so weak. Adam Silver is probably the weakest commissioner that I've ever known in professional sports. All right. In the bylaws, if you don't try to win, the league can take away the team. And it's in the bylaws. And the Sixers, as we know, for 4 years, didn't try to win. Now, it's never happened. But the reality is, that's in the bylaws. So I'm sure Adam Silver finally said, you know, enough of this, losing every year, getting rid of good players. Look at all the players. Drew Holiday was a player they got rid of. There's other players out there that are really good players elsewhere that they got rid of just to be bad. So he had to do something, and I'm sure he threatened them. Listen, if you don't replace Scam Hinkie, I've got to follow the bylaws. So I'm sure that was part of it.
So I'm just saying, but it made the organization worse because with getting rid of Hinkie, then we bring these bozos in, and you want to talk about bylaws. What about all the scam stuff with the scam phones and all this old stuff
I think Brian Colangelo, he won executive of the year with Toronto. They won 60 games 1 year.
I don't care about no Toronto. We're talking about Philly.
No, if you're not going to explain his history, I think he understands basketball. What his downfall, whether I don't know whether he was good or not good with the Sixers, because that phone thing, the burner phone, was his downfall. And that was because he was just paranoid, and using the burner phone was a mistake, and that was clearly his downfall. But Daryl Morey is, I mean, what has Daryl Morey ever done? He had a team in Houston he should have won with.
Daryl Morey got to do. He got to put on his thinking cap. Like all these guys, they talking about bringing in Paul George, LeBron James.
All he has to do is read his computer. That's all he does.
So why not Siakam? You got guys like Siakam is out there. You got guys like Donovan Mitchell is out there. You got guys from Atlanta like Murray. You got all these young free agents that's out here. Bring some young blood.
So which free agent do you want?
Siakam, because you bring Siakam in, right? Now,
his contract can be matched by Indiana.
Yeah, well, I think he'll pick to come to the Sixers.
No. It's not his choice. If he signs a contract with the Sixers, Indiana can match that contract.
I thought he still had an out, but I would still try to get Siakam.
Typical. You're a Giants fan, so you're clueless.
So let me give you the sixth man, the best sixth man that ever been in Philadelphia, Aaron McKee.
Good.
The best role guy is Aaron McKee. Went to an NBA championship. Sixth man of the league.
Aaron McKee's good. It's good. Yeah. Because you're a Giants fan, you're not going to – you got a disadvantage here because you're a Giants fan, so we weigh that against you. But Aaron McKee's good. All right, get out of here. 215-592-9494. The time now is 8:56. Saturday morning. Nice day. Phillies tonight, and they play a Sunday night game as well. And the weather's going to be nice. How about that for a change? It's supposed to be nice, and it will be nice. All right. So into hour number two. We've talked about the Phillies, obviously. It got close, but I don't think anybody thought that there was any risk of them losing the game last night. Again, half their runs are scored on home runs. Their pitching is just pitching is really good. Other than Taiwan Walker, what's he still doing in the rotation? But that's another story. That's another topic for another day. Eagles camp, when I looked at the Eagles, and I mentioned it on the midday show with those two rocket scientists, Joe Giglio and Hugh Douglas, I thought Green Bay and the Eagles, either one could be one or two, are the two best teams in the NFC. And the reason I say that, San Francisco is coming off a Super Bowl loss. And for whatever reason, only one in 30 years has gotten back to the Super Bowl, but that means they haven't had as good a year the following year. So I don't put San Francisco back in that same mix. Detroit's going to find out what it's like now to be a team that people say, oh, this is a good team, and just take them for granted as they did in the past. So their schedule's different. They're going to be different. But outside of, I mean, what teams can you identify that are really good teams in the NFC? And it's hard to say other than, I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a better year. I think the Eagles are going to be better defensively. I guarantee you they're going to tackle somebody this year, which they couldn't do last year. And the other thing, it's just they're going to practice harder, and I don't know if that's going to make a difference. I mean, I know that's going to happen. It's not going to be like it's been in the past where you have short practices, and you're going to give veterans days off, but they're going to practice harder, and they're going to practice longer. That's going to be different. And I think you're going to see more days during the regular season where they're in pads. So I do think this Eagles team is going to be better. And it comes down to the quarterback. I'm telling you, I'm trying to think of the top two receivers, obviously, we know. Saquon Barkley is going to be, might be the third best receiver. But look at all the people that Jalen Hurts, I hate to use the word weapons in today's world. Look at all the people Jalen Hurts is going to have to throw to. He's going to have A.J. Brown. He's going to have Devontae Smith. He's going to have Saquon Barkley. And that's one of the reasons I think they paid him more money than they normally pay a running back. You're going to have Dallas Goedert, who's still one of the best tight ends in football. And Paris Campbell. I mean, I think he's the third receiver when they need a third receiver. They have so many people that he's going to have options to throw to. If this team doesn't score average 27 points to 27 to 28 points a game this year, I would be surprised. You know, there's going to be games where that doesn't happen. It always happens in the schedule. I think the NFL did them dirty by scheduling Green Bay in Brazil, because now that's a neutral game and it was supposed to be a home game, and that could be a tiebreaker for the playoffs in the conference. They really did them dirty with that. But the NFL doesn't care. They just care about having international games. So I think they're going to be better. Can they make the Super Bowl? Sure they can make the Super Bowl. They have a better chance of making the Super Bowl than the Sixers have of making the conference finals. All right? So despite what some people might say. And it really doesn't matter what free agents they sign. I have no faith in Daryl Morey. So we're talking about free agents that you'd like to see the Sixers sign. Please don't come to the table with LaFraud James. Coach Killer, it's about him. It's about taking his son. It's about him running the team. Be a complete disaster. So we got all those things on the table. And the question today, to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, good atmosphere, great atmosphere, great food. Three locations, Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville. Two more locations coming to the area. The best role player, and it's kind of a broad question, but we'll see what the answers we come up with. Some people have come up with some, I've gotten some text messages with some good ones that I won't say. I'll let people come up with them. Best role player in Philadelphia sports. And I want to go back. I don't want to go back before the 90s. Only because it just brings more people in the mix, and we'll have some flexibility. This is Dan's call today, so you can blame him. And no Sosa, because that was too easy. All right, and then I played Nolan Smith a little while ago, the energy and enthusiasm he has. Joe Giglio made a good point for a change. He was listening. He says he really looks at Nolan Smith as Brandon Graham, you know, kind of like, it's just, he's got the personality that reminds him of Brandon Graham. And if he can have the kind of career that Brandon Graham's had, that would be a winner for sure. All right, let's go back to the phones. And up is Lance in Wilmington. Lance, you're on WIP.
Hey, King. It's good to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
King PhD. I've gotten a doc. You know, since I got a doctorate, I can be King PhD.
I remember hearing maybe a couple weeks ago how the King came up, and you were telling me, telling the audience about how you saw Elvis. You know, a few months before he passed. So, you know, King, and I thought that was just nice to put that in there.
I was a giant Elvis fan. Giant.
Yes. Yes. So I think you're spot on with Nolan, and I think the biggest change is
Nolan
the defensive
Smith,
coordinator.
Nolan Smith.
Right? Yeah. And I think the biggest change is the defensive coordinator, and finally bringing back the mentality that we want back in Philly, where it's no BS, you do your job, you make the right play because it's the right play, and none of this complicated stuff. Football is very barbaric game. It's a very simple game. You dominate the guy in front of you. And you keep doing it.
It's not that simple, but it is. You got to have some intelligence, and you got to have so much desire, because it is a difficult. It's physically difficult. You really got to have the energy and desire to be good. Yeah,
exactly. My point. And you're right. I'm not saying like it's. They're dumb or anything like that, but the main thing is you're going to bring it every time when you're on the field, and I feel that old school mentality, what we need defensively, it's going to be a big shot in the arm, and we're seeing it, we're hearing it, and I was going to say Aaron McKee for my guy, so I'm so mad that that guy from New York said that, because that was my
but again, before
my
you
guy.
Get before you get to your guy, so how far do you think the Eagles will go? I mean, they can go to the Super Bowl.
You're spot on. They're going to make it. Their chances of making it to the Super Bowl is much greater than the Sixers. Much greater than the Sixers. And Philly's point. I wanted to bring a Philly's point.
Go ahead.
I know offensively we're talking about, but how many boneheaded plays do we remember seeing last year? I think this team is smarter. And I think because they're smarter, and I think because the pitching is better, defensively we've gotten better. And I think that goes to tandem. When you get good pitching, that's because the defense is making better plays.
You know what's really interesting?
And it's less on stress on our pitchers.
You know what's interesting? They're better defensively with Turner out of the lineup. You know,
yep.
And it's just, and you know, I never realized he's at best an average defensive player, but he's here because of his offensive skills, and he's really a good guy. But he's barely an average defensive player. But they're better defensively without Turner.
Yes.
It's not amazing, because Sosa is steady, very very steady. So all right, who's your player, your role player?
My guy, it was Aaron McKee, but I'm just going to throw out a whim and. Mike Lieberthal.
He was an everyday catcher.
I thought Dalton. See, that in that year I was like 10, so you know I remember hearing Mike Lieberthal.
He became an all star. Everyday catcher. So
Aaron McKee was my guy. I guess if we're going college basketball, maybe Pepe Sanchez. I don't know. I'm throwing out the wind.
You're talking about the guy that played at Temple.
Yeah. You had Pepe. Yeah. You had Rashid Brockenbarrel, but then it was Pepe.
Yeah,
you know,
okay. Pepe's and a good guy too. All right, hey, thanks for the call. Pepe is a good guy, still hanging around the area. Not that he ever left the area. Mark, you're on WIP. Yo, Mark.
Howard, good morning.
Good morning,
Howard. The Phils. Just thinking about this. You just brought up Trey Turner. Defensively, he's weak. One of the What about having him at times DH, playing Sosa in shortstop and putting Schwarber in left field?
But then you weaken yourself in left field.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Schwarber's moving a lot better this
Turner
year.
When Turner comes back, he's playing shortstop. And then you just put Sosa in the outfield. And I don't even know how good an outfielder he is. But if that's what you want, I wouldn't put Schwarber in the outfield. He hasn't played there for quite a while.
Can Sosa play in the outfield?
If I remember correctly, and I may be wrong, I think he played there maybe a few times, a couple of times. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he's an everyday player, Sosa, but a couple days a week he needs to be in the lineup. I mean, he's got some pop, man.
He is in the lineup a couple days a week.
Well, right now he is because Turner's.
Well, I mean he is even when Turner's back. He is because then they'll have Boehm rest, they'll have Turner rest, they'll have Stott rest. You know,
that's true.
He kind of jumps around a little bit.
Here's the deal with the Phillies that I haven't heard anybody bring this up. They play 58 games. I believe, and you guys would have to check this, out of the 58 games they played, six of them have been against teams over 500. I think nine games, six games against the Giants, three games against the Braves. They're the only games where they have played a team over 500. I believe. Yeah, you have to double check that.
That wouldn't
my
shock
point
me. There's
is,
so many bad teams. That wouldn't
yeah,
shock
so many bad teams. The Phillies are going to have to beat to get to the World Series. It's pretty simple. The Braves or the Dodgers. Are they better than those two?
They're going to have to be better. You know who I'm kind of creeping up on me a little bit? Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's very young and talented.
Yeah, they are a young team.
Yeah. Very talented.
David Bell does a nice job as the manager. Cincinnati is it's an interesting team.
I kind of take
a peek at them, and I'm saying, Cincinnati.
But also, are the Phillies better than the Yankees? So if you want to win the World Series,
let me just deal with this. Cincinnati is in last place in a bad division. Every time I look at them, and I don't know, you know, in that division, they still could make the playoffs because St. Louis is a 500 team. I don't know, the Cubs, the fact that the Cubs in St. Louis are fighting it out for second place, it's a joke.
A lot of bad teams, Howard.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bad teams.
Maybe I overvalued Cincinnati after looking at their record. But I see them every once in a while, and I think they're getting a pitcher or two back. But they have a long way to go, but they're not going to be in the playoffs. But they can be, with the teams they play during the season, they can be a little spunky.
But don't you agree that if you're going to win this whole thing, most likely you're going to have to beat the Yankees?
The Yankees are good.
They're loaded.
I know. They really are. Hey, Baltimore's good, too.
Baltimore's good and Cleveland is good. They're the three teams in the American League.
Wait a minute. Baltimore's only lost 19 games this year.
Baltimore's very good.
Yes, and they have good young players. And if they need to make a trade, they can because they have a great group of young players in the minor leagues if they want to make a trade that way.
I agree. I mean, that's the question. Can the Phillies to win this whole thing, get through the Dodgers or the Braves, and then can they beat either the Yankees, Guardians, or the Orioles? Are they good enough right now, roster-wise?
I can't believe the Guardians are going to be that team. You know, how about, you know, when you're, okay, you look at the Phillies, and they have the best record in baseball. And just to accentuate how bad baseball is in terms of the quality of teams, they have 18 losses in the American League. The Yankees in a better league have 19. Baltimore has 19. Cleveland has 19. So they're right there with the Phillies, which is crazy, which is really crazy.
Yeah, the American League is much stronger than the National League.
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, who's your
role player?
Who's your role player?
Mariano Duncan.
Didn't he play every day?
No. He platooned with Mickey Moore and Deeney.
Did he still play in the 90s?
He did, yeah. He was on the 93 team.
Oh, okay.
He hit the Grand Slam on Mother's Day against Lee Arthur Smith. He hit Grand Slam to clinch the division.
He wasn't an everyday player, huh? He wasn't an everyday
player. He was not an everyday player. He played a lot.
Okay. All right.
But he was. Mariano Duncan was a really good player.
Mark, I'll put you in the mix, Mark. You got it. Have a great weekend. All right, let's go to move on to Vic. Vic, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I want to talk a few things that I've heard today about Phillies getting to the World Series.
Yes.
If the Phillies don't get to the World Series, that's a tragedy this year.
I was going to say it wasn't a success. You're calling it a tragedy.
It would be a tragedy in my mind with that team. Because, you know, one thing that you had brought up is that are they using everything that they have? I don't believe that they are. I agree with you there because I'll tell you, Stott and Turner should be at the top of the lineup. In fact,
I can't fight that battle anymore. I just, you know, I go on deaf ears.
When I understood you to say when you were talking to the manager, you were saying that, at least I understood you to say that Stott and Turner were interchangeable. I don't see that. I see Stott as a typical number one hitter.
I don't know that they're interchangeable because here's what they want to do. By putting Stott number one, because Harper's going to be three. All right, so
all right.
He's locked in. All right, so by putting Stott one, you go lefty, Turner righty, Harper lefty. I said either Realmuto or Bohm after that. Then you could put Schwarber at five. So you got lefty, righty, lefty, you know, down at least through five and usually probably through six. Through six. So, you know, if that's what they want, but you still have speed at the top just in case. Right. Just in case. And a lot of teams, and I don't know if Turner's going to be the power hitter that people expected him to be, but a lot of teams put their power hitters hitting number two. So you still have speed and you'll have power at number two. I mean, my lineup was great. It was great.
I liked it.
Manager.
So I guess what we see here is that, you know, one thing about Stott is that I go back to the early 50s of covering this team. When I was a kid, I used to cry every time they lost. But Stott reminds me so much of Ashburn. He really does. He looks at a lot of pitches.
It's hard to put him in that class. Richie Ashburn's a whole.
Oh, not yet. Not yet. I mean, he won two Bradley titles. I remember, I think it was in 59, one of those years where he won the batting title on the last day. Mm-hmm. I think he went like 3-for-4, and the guy that he was tied with went 2-for-4. It was crazy. But here's the issue. What do you do with Schwarber? Right now, Schwarber's batting, what, 240s? How do you take Schwarber?
You could put Schwarber. You don't have to have Schwarber lead off. If he hits five, he still is productive because you're still going to. You should have men on base. So if he hits home runs, it's with men on base. And if he walks, that's great. And it's just if the other players do their job, it's going to be harder to walk them because then you're going to put more men on base. I think five is perfect for Schwarber.
I agree, but he's batting 40 points higher than he was last year.
40 points higher than mediocrity.
You're right. Okay.
So don't give me 40
points.
That's
all I wanted to say about the Phillies.
It's like going from 0 to 1. Come on, man.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Give me your.
My thunder was stolen with Aaron McKee. I thought he was a great. But the only one that I can come up with is what he is today. What he is today. Not what he was, what he is today. And that's Brandon Graham. He is a role player.
You know what? That is actually not a bad. What he is today is, you know, and he was a role player last year too.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
All right, Vic. That's a good one. You're in the mix. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. Do have some open lines if you'd like to get through. We'll kind of roll through this, and I'm going to play something coming back that you won't hear again for a long time. And we'll do that. The time now is 9:21.
I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain.
Stone. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands. Less than a couple of weeks, but they're coming to Philadelphia. You got to have a little Stones. All right. There is something that hasn't happened in this town for quite a while. And it's kind of sad, but the reasons are simple. All right. Let me play this for you, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Magic Johnson misses a three-pointer, and the Philadelphia 76ers, Maurice Cheeks, quiet, knows they're going to be the world champions, folks. And Billy's done it, finally.
At 1 second left on the clock.
I don't think they're going to play that 1 second. Pat Riley and Billy Cunningham, Warriors, great coaches together. They're both great young coaches. They asked Julius Erving, would you rather win it at home? And he said no, because that would mean 72 hours more of wondering, and I've wondered long enough.
Yeah, it's a good point. That was the year, people don't remember, Moses Malone predicted before the playoffs, which was 4-4. He thought they were going to sweep in the playoffs. Well, it ended up being 5-4. And what an amazing, amazing team. But it was a championship. And yesterday was the 40-year anniversary of the Sixers championship in 83-84. And the Sixers right now are 3 to 4 years away from being 3 to 4 years away from being 3 to 4 years away. So I don't think we're going to see a championship for the basketball team in this town for quite a while. Well, at least as long as the ownership stays the same and Daryl Morey's in place to make personnel decisions. You know what? The Sixers fans can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Unfortunately, it's a freight train coming right at the Sixers. Got no chance. No chance under this ownership. But whatever. All right. And I'm happy to say that most likely Embiid's going to play in the Olympics. I'm being sarcastic. Why would he play in the Olympics? He's got to get himself ready for next season. But whatever the case, it is, as they say, it is what it is. I was about to go to Lorraine, but Lorraine hung up. Lorraine, if you call back. So I got to settle for Chuck from Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, Doc, how what's going on, buddy?
You tell me. We're pals, huh? Okay.
Hey, listen, come on. Let's be bygones. Be bygones. All right, I'm calling up to talk to you on a Saturday, a fine Saturday morning, okay?
That's please, correct.
You know, show
correct.
Me some appreciation, man. You know what I mean?
I appreciate everybody.
This show. What you say?
I appreciate everybody.
Well, I thought enough for you to call your show, take time out of my busy morning to call your show to speak some sports with you, okay? And too bad the Sixers, right? The Sixers will... Listen, that is a fire over there, okay? It is a forest fire over there. And, you know, Joel Embiid is a loser. They'll never win a championship and be their best player. And the only way for the Sixers to try to expedite this thing, Howard, is the trading, okay? Trading.
It's too
late. I've been saying it for the
long. They missed their window. Daryl Morey missed the window. Last year, you would have gotten more for him. You're not going to get enough for him now. But they should trade him. They should trade him, but they're not going to do that.
But they can get a, you know, enough for him.
Daryl Morey's going to milk it out and tell people when they're going to sign a free agent and sign a couple of, you know, a top free agent and a couple of fringe players. And he's going to say, we are championship contenders. Guaranteed.
Who cares? They just want to sell tickets at this point, Howard. That's all they're doing.
Yep,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
They don't care about nothing else. They know they're not going to win a chance. You know, look at all these other players around the league. You know, Anthony Edwards, Luka. Last year, you got the guy.
Oh, my God. Look at the teams right now. They're so far behind the top teams in the NBA. It's not even close. It's unbelievable.
Exactly. Let me ask you this, Howard, right? If it was any time to make it to a run, would have been this year. This year was wide open. The East was weak this year.
Yeah,
you know,
the Knicks. The Knicks were good, but they lost too many players. But they still didn't beat the Knicks. Knicks started losing players. Knicks are going to be better in the conference. Boston will be better. Milwaukee will be better. I think Indiana will be better if they keep Siakam and they have there's core players there. Indiana will be better.
Yeah.
I think. Who am I missing?
Listen, you're forgetting. You got Milwaukee. You got the Knicks.
You got
Indiana, like you said. And there's one other team
The Knicks are in there too. Knicks will be better. Did I say the Knicks?
The Knicks are going to be better. Then they're going to get better players too. They're going to get another player to go there.
Yep.
You know, this team, the Sixers are done. And you know, and for them to sit up there and keep throwing this trash out there every year and expect people to buy it, it's just a shame. It's a shame, man. I love the Sixers. But I'm lost, man. I'm lost as a fan. I don't know what they're doing. You know, this guy, they want to keep building around a guy that stays hurt. You know, woo with
he's
me.
Hurt. He plays for himself, for his own numbers. He doesn't listen to the coach a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And he's not a – I don't think he's a great teammate. He can say he is, and he can come off like he is. Maxie is the man. He's the guy.
Maxie's a great player. Yeah. Maxie, actually, to me,
great player, but he's the best player on this team. He plays hard every second he's on the floor. He listens to the coach and he plays for his teammates. I mean,
he's the best player on the Sixers right now. I tell people all the time, Joel is not the best player on the team anymore. It's Tyrese Maxey. They need to start building around Tyrese Maxey. How about this? Trade Joel Embiid, go in the draft, and go get Zach Edey and replace Joel Embiid with Zach Edey and build around Maxey and Edey. And I guarantee you the Sixers will be in a better spot in the next 2 years than what they
are. He wants his numbers, and that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but listen, let's talk about a team that's worth it, right? And I don't think the Phillies, people are going to be mad at me when I say this, but I think the Phillies are good. I think they're a great team, but I don't think they're going to win a championship this year. Why not? They need another bat, Howard. They need another bat.
Well, they need a closer. They need a real closer. I'm not comfortable with Alvarado.
Well, I'm not comfortable with his lineup. You know, because, you know, you showed you last year, you know, when the long ball's not working, you know what I mean? You know, when are you going to get consistent hits in the bottom of that lineup? I can't trust Castellanos. You know, who else do you have in the bottom of the lineup to hit? I need another consistent bat.
I'm not worried about the bottom. I'm worried about them utilizing, they do have some speed, utilizing their speed to score runs when they're not hitting home runs. In the playoffs, it's going to be a little bit different. All right. All right, Chuck, give me your role player.
All right, listen, real quick, right? The Eagles. I'm worried about Jalen Howard. Worried about Jalen.
Well, let's let it play out a little bit. I'm not worried about him. I think he's going to be better. We'll see how much.
You can have all the weapons in the world. You have all the players in the world.
Oh, my gosh. He's got a lot of people to throw to. He's going to have a lot of people to throw to.
He has to get the ball to him. And he's not looking good at OTAs. I don't know, man.
What do you mean he's not looking good at OTAs? What are you talking about?
That's what they
said. What are you talking about?
But that's what they said. I'm just going by what they said.
We're there one day. We were there one day a week. I mean, it's a joke. He's not looking good. He's better than Pickett, and he's fine. You know, when he threw that interception the other day, we happened to be there because he's trying to see what he can do with the velocity and trying to throw it through windows and whatever the case. I don't know if he saw Isaiah Rodgers in the picture, but I'm not worried about where he throws an interception in OTAs. I'm not worried about that. Just relax. All right, give me your role player.
You ready?
Yep.
I'll give you the role play. How about Andrew Toney? Was he set?
Andrew Toney was a starter.
Yeah, but he was really let me give you one more. How about this? Brian Westbrook. Brian Westbrook was a role player.
Westbrook was a starter. I mean,
No. Towards the end. He first came, he was a part of a three-headed running back.
Westbrook was a hell of a player for them as a starter. Come on, Chuck.
Yeah, but
let me move on. You have a great weekend. Well, Chuck, I love you, but I got to move on. All right, let me go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP. I don't really love him, but that's all right. Joe, you're on WIP.
Hi, Howard. Hi. Yeah, I'll help Joe out. I'm Joe. I'll help Chuck out a role player there. On the same team, he's got the right team, Clint Richardson.
You know what? Somebody mentioned Clint Richardson, and it's kind of, I said in the 90s, I don't think Clint, matter of fact, I'm almost positive he didn't play in the 90s. Clint Richardson was great, a great role player, but that goes back to the 80s. And I'm trying to keep people, more people involved that didn't go back to the 80s. So that's why I said the 90s. All right. So
yeah, just Chuck, understand. Chuck went there with Andrew Toney, so that's why I said that. Okay. You mentioned this week you came on the station. You mentioned the player you would go after with the Sixers. And it happens to be the same guy I've been parading. And that is Brandon Ingram New Orleans.
Yep. Yep. You know, he's not a big name, but he scores 20 points a game. He can shoot.
Yep.
You know, it's just he's a good player. He's a good player.
Yeah, and he would – And I'm looking for him to grow with Maxi. Embiid, you can't grow around Embiid anymore. You got to grow around Maxi, and Embiid is there, you know. But you need you got to get the support around around Maxi now.
Brandon Ingram's not a free agent. I think he still has a year left on his contract. Yes. But regardless, he's on the last year of his contract. I like Brandon Ingram over all these guys.
And he is on the trading block. New Orleans has to make a move.
Yes, correct.
So, and also, you're going to have money. I mean, they got about $70 million friggin' dollars to spend. So,
well, they got $70 million. I don't know about friggin'. Friggin' is the most overused word on WIP I have ever heard.
Okay, well, it's the safest word.
It drives me crazy to hear that word. Enough. Because you can't use the other word, don't use that word. You could have described that without that word. I just pet peeve about that. That's all
right. With Ingram, I like to go after there's some free agents out there that are good free agents that can help the team.
Yeah, there's some free guys after that. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Malik Monk's out there. I really like him. Lonnie Walker's out there. He's a scorer kind of guy.
Players. I don't trust Daryl Morey, but they'll get some other players. Hey, Joe, let me move on. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Take care. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Good morning, King.
Good morning. King PhD to you.
Exactly. So before we get started, the show, you saw Elvis, you said.
What's that?
When you said you saw Elvis at the Spectrum.
Yes.
Better show than Taylor Swift, or is Taylor Swift the better performer?
It's a different show. I mean, Elvis it's a different show. You know, Elvis was at the end of his career, obviously close to the end of his life. He was heavy, but Elvis was Elvis. Taylor Swift is an entertainer as well as a singer. It's different. I really love both of them.
All right, good for you. Great. Right. And real fast. These Spike commercials about Paul George, can we sort of like limit them to so many a day or something so we don't have to hear him talk about Paul George now?
Sometimes I'll take the blame for that. Bad parenting is a lot of that. I got to take the hit for that. You know,
every litter has its runt. So, you know, hopefully the siblings are better. But I know the feeling having children, so it's all good.
Yeah, it was bad parenting. Yeah, he just
it wasn't just every once in a while.
Too much Kool-Aid. He should drop the Kool-Aid and just move on. It's time to move on, especially with the ownership and the guy that's running that team. It's just the fact that he still defends Daryl Morey is a joke too. But that's another story for another day.
All right.
Who's your
congratulations on your PhD? Yeah, wonderful show as usual, and appreciate
I will say this: it's a great honor. You know what? You know, I was thinking of doing. I had a graphic made up, and I'll tell people now. A graphic made up by a terrific graphic artist, and I'm going to have T-shirts made up with. Picture and King PhD. It's going to be a nice t-shirt. And I'm going to sell them and not make a penny for myself. I want to sell them and make money for charities. So.
Oh, wow. That's great.
You know, I try to do is try to help people. And that's one of the ways I think I can help. So you just try to find different ways to do things. So,
Anyway,
do you have a role player?
Well, what about Brad Lidge?
No, but, you know, somebody took him, and I don't know, because he was the closer. That was his role. Everybody has a role, but
he perfected it, though, right? They won a World Series, so I'm saying, you know, a championship.
Yeah, well, somebody already took him anyway. Took him. All right. Hey, have a great weekend. Thanks for the call too. 215-592-9494. It's a difficult, and there's still some out there. Still some names out there, people, guys that are just, they just come in and do whatever they have to do whenever you want them to do it. And there's been some great pinch hitters in baseball for the Phillies, really good pinch hitters that you always, and I can think of two people that have not been mentioned yet. One of them is within, I think, the span of the time period of what we're talking about. So, but we'll get to the phones and Sixers, you know what, the free agent thing, they're not a championship team. But the Eagles possibly could be a championship team. But it comes down to the quarterback. And, you know, next week is the practices are not voluntary. They're mandatory. But it's when you have camp, then you see the real, you get a better look at what they're doing rather than, you know, charts and passing percentages. It's a joke to do that at these things because they're working on things. And the Phillies, another win. They play again tonight and Sunday night against the St. Louis Cardinals. And you got the question to win the $100 gift certificate at McGurk's. Locations in Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville. Two more locations coming to the area. And the best role player in Philadelphia sports, and you can go back into the 90s. All right? WIP, and the time now is 9:42. This publicity outside of who she is as a performer is getting a little old. But I know the Kansas City Chiefs were at the White House yesterday, Super Bowl champions. And I'm not sure, at least I didn't see it, if they mentioned Taylor Swift in any way. Probably privately they mentioned Taylor Swift. But I don't think they mentioned it publicly. It's just, yeah, other than that, she's such an unbelievable performer. All right, enough of that. One other point I want to make before I get back to the phones. There is some commercials drive you crazy. And it's like, do we really need that commercial? Really? They drive you crazy. And one that drives me crazy is the Goldfish, like the Goldfish commercials, the little crackers. I like Goldfish. But to see Tobias Harris, who is it, Dan Boban or Bobo? Who was the player that used to be with the Sixers? The big guy that's with him. But whatever. I just can't stand. I see Tobias Harris. Where did Tobias Harris earn the right to be on a national commercial? And I like Goldfish. I just don't like the commercial. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Rob. Rob, you're on WIP.
Hey, King, how you doing?
I'm good.
How are you, King?
What's that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, before I get to my sixth man, I think you're right about the Phillies. You know, a lot of fans don't want to hear that because, you know, they're beating up on these bad teams and,
well, but they're a good team. I don't want to take away that they're a good team, but it changes in the playoffs. Some things have to change for them a little bit, too. But that's all right. In the playoffs. They're a good team.
Bryce Harper pouting.
What's that?
Bryce Harper pouting, you know. What's that about?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think, you know, people try to bring, well, it's his contract. No, it's not. It's his back. No, it's not. I think the reality is I just don't think he's hitting pitches that he expected and he has in the past. I think he's just not offensively doing the things. He sees a pitch and he says, man, I should have hit in his head. I should have hit that. And he's not doing that. And I think it's that's the frustration. But he's got to run the balls out, too. That he's got to do.
Well, do you think there's any truth? Because I had read somewhere right after he left Washington that there was some, you know, some speculation about his this kind of behavior, and that's why they really weren't too concerned about him leaving, and then they win the World Series the year after he leaves, and he's able to hide it for 3 years here. But, you know, is this who he is? I mean,
hey, listen, as long as he plays well, people don't care.
Yeah.
He's got to play well. Got to play well. All right, who's your...
Real quick, I got a new stat for you, Howard.
Go ahead. I can't wait.
I was watching ESPN. They were talking about baseball players who hits the ball the hardest off the bat.
I could care less, but go ahead.
And so they came with this guy in Pittsburgh, some center fielder in Pittsburgh. He hits the ball 115 miles off the bat, but he's only hitting 260. So who cares? Why are they doing this?
The exit velocity and
this is the new one. It's not exit velocity.
It's all nonsense. All right, give me your role player. Give me your role player.
I'm going with Lou Williams.
Lou Williams, that's an interesting, wow, that's an interesting, and he played some time with the Sixers. Okay. All right, you're in the mix. You're in the mix. All right, last call, and I'm glad it's the last call, Cowboy Loser Jim. What do want today?
Hey, King PH Dope. Chuck doesn't know the difference between a role player and a starter, apparently. Bam should stay at least 100 yards away from you. And as for my role player, a Cowboy fan is going to have to be the winner today, because the winner is going to be Darren Sproles. Bam. There you go.
That's an interesting choice.
Yes, it is.
Because it's you, you get the merits.
I will donate it. I'll donate it.
Yeah, you just donated it to somebody else that's going to win. But that's not bad. I will say this. That is not bad. I'll give you that credit. All right.
It takes a Cowboy fan to do this. So, you know, I'm glad I came at the end here.
Well, the Cowboys again will lose in the playoffs. All right.
You have a good day, King.
You have a great weekend. All right. All right, Dan, Buzz to some people on other shows, Dan or Buzz or whatever it is. Who'd you come up with?
Yeah, so I think Rob just won it. We were initially talking in the break, like maybe Brandon Graham, but he won't be remembered as a role player. Lou Williams, his nickname is Sixth Man. He has the record for Sixth Man of the Year awards. I think it's got to be him.
You know what? That's a good choice. And that's a good choice. Somebody jumped out of there. How about that?
Robin Overbrook at the buzzer.
The whole show. You can get a winner earlier, or you can jump in at the end and get a winner later. So Lou Williams is a good one. I forget how many years he played with the Sixers, but he was clearly a role player for sure. All right, and he fits into the time frame that we were looking at. All right, so Rob, from where was Rob from?
Overbrook.
Overbrook. Okay, Rob, you're the winner of the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Great atmosphere, great food. Horsham locations, Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville. Two more locations coming to the area. So you will enjoy it. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to Dan Wilson. Glenn Macnow and Mike Sielski are coming up next. The Phillies tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. When are they going to play a good team? But actually, there'll be some teams. Milwaukee's coming in. They're not bad. Milwaukee's not bad. So we'll see that. But the Phillies are still clearly the best team in the National League. We know that. But playoffs are a different animal. So I'm sure there'll be a lot to talk about. Eagles next week, there'll be a lot of that. A lot of nonsense coming out of there, since it's mandatory mini camp next week. I believe it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Everybody have a great weekend. Glenn and Mike are next. And thanks again to Dan Wilson. WIP Sports Time is now 9:56.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!